Blog Talk Radio.
Went into space. No idea what happened there. Basically, Blog Talk said, thank you for your show, goodbye, and turned us off. Then the page froze, so I couldn't get back on. And then I had to open another browser and managed to get it. Had to rebook another show, which is, this is it. So we'll see how far we get with this one. All good fun. Hi, Drake.
Yeah. Hello. I hope everybody enjoys our fan club. We got people out there who do not want this stuff out. And I just finished with Secretary Robert McDonald, pretty much. And so I'm going to move on to the second part of the first part, which we didn't get to finish because they decided they wanted to change things up. NATO versus Russia. Everybody's listened to this and heard it, and here you go. Who is doing what and who is paying them? Rumors say mercenaries employed by NATO. Oh, boy. Now, anybody that's out there that's in that particular AO, I would like to hear from you, and here's what I want you to do. Get as much documentation as to the fun and games in terms of these people not wearing uniforms and or who they might be. If you get one that's captured, take a video of the turkey admitting that it be an agent, a mercenary, and I want to know who's paying them. And if you can get that thing to me, I'll send it out to over 60 foreign countries. We will just advertise it to death. Okay. That airplane crash site, everybody's heard about that as being shelled. I wonder why that is. Well, I'm going to tell you. Two things. Number one, that aircraft was intercepted by fighter jets from the Ukraine. Guess who shot it down? The fighter jets from the Ukraine. They tried to say that it was a Russian missile, that the Russian missile system had been provided by Russia to the Ukrainian government as a little assistance, and yet now they don't want you to know that much. Okay? They don't want to find any evidence. They don't want no bodies. They don't want nothing out of there if it can be helped. Mercenaries are probably doing the shelling, and or the Kiev government has ordered in its intense mastery of science fiction that the Ukrainian military shell the crash site. The media tries to misdirect to a phantom invasion by Russia. Well, is it a phantom? Are those troops really moving in? Now, I've seen the video, the cuts. Who all's got video? Send it to us. It's Cosmic Voice. Okay, get in touch with our show. We got a email address and all this other stuff. There's also a lot of people on this show that have connections over there, and I will suggest respectfully that we get the real deal. Now, anybody don't know about Photoshop, you've got to learn. If you want to know what's really going on, I suggest you check out Russian TV, that's RTTV, Al Jazeera, Pravda, and there's some other ones. There's some places in the UK that have underground newspapers that are blistering the butts of the politicians right now very thoroughly. Ooh, you mean there's pedophile rings all the way to the top? And everybody's going, oh, he's not that. Uh-huh. Well, hey, you guys might be cool in reporting, and you might even have documentation. We want the juicy videos. Yeah, that's right. We want to shame these people into oblivion. We don't just want to we don't want to just incarcerate these turkeys. We don't want to just remove them from office. We want to cause them to punish themselves by what they've done. Do you realize what happens to a guy like that in prison? Well, you like raping little kids? Come here, boy. Uh-huh. They're going to meet Big Bubba with a real serious problem about it. Anyway, the things you have been hearing from me are becoming a reality. Everybody's been listening to me for a long time. Too long, in my estimation. I wish we could have got it done sooner, but it's happening now, presently. Right now, as we speak. Ben Fulford's post and David Wilcox's comments verify most everything I've said. It stipulates exactly what the hell's going on. It don't matter if somebody don't like it. It don't matter if somebody says, "Oh, that's just internet babble." Well, no, it ain't. You like it, whether you like it or not. Ben hit the nail on the head in a whole bunch of ways. I'm not going to say everything's absolutely pristine accurate, but it's close enough. And David come back with verification. And there are people that talk to him that can verify certain things. I have talked to my own sources, okay? Those on our Facebook page need to report to other pages. Now, repost that, if you don't mind. Get the word out. This is what we need to do. This is what our situation, our responsibility should be. Get the word out to where everybody can know what to do, know what they expect, and function correctly. Now, has anybody been watching the news? Ha! Page 2. Fraud has been found in the fixing of pricing, offerings in securities, bonds, precious metals, markets, LIBOR, and others. COMEX, anyone? Okay, COMEX. Supply and demand don't apply. Huh? If something's in demand and you can't supply it, what happens to the price? Well, my goodness, available silver is ghosting out. The U.S. Mint is out. They don't got no more rounds to print nothing. Ooh, my goodness, can't stamp stuff if you ain't got the rounds. Yet the price goes down, same with gold. Hello, you don't want to talk fixed? Think about it. Why do you think people are loading up on gold and silver? Somebody just bought 10,000 tons. Think about that. That's an god-awful amount. 10,000 tons? Mercy sakes. Can't deliver on physical demand, and the price goes down? Hello, COMEX. That's right. You've been cashing out contracts. I know exactly what you've been doing. I've been checking on some of your fun and games and ring around the rosies. Now, in currencies. Well, here we go. We're going to have fun with this, too. The higher the debt of a nation, the lower the value of said currency. Check it out. Now, depends on who says that they got a high debt. Depends on who says they owe what to. We heard about a South American country that's having all kind of issues with a bunch of dinglebats here who are playing the force game. It's called fascism. Ooh, that's where you get the courts to go along with you, whether it's a legality that's upheld or not. Well, you mean you paid the judge? Oh, boy, you bet you did. I know you did. You had to. That's the only way you can get that kind of a squirrely ruling. Except the Federal Reserve note, euro is below its safe level of $1.25. My goodness, what happened? How can this Federal Reserve note, with all our nasty debt, be of any value at all? Well, it's a reserve note. Got to remember that. It's a reserve currency, or is presently barely hanging on by its claws to the curtain to keep it from falling into the fire. The main economic driver, countries. That's the countries that are the drivers, all thinking of leaving the European Union. Levies of billions of euros is nothing more than a bailout. Britain said no. Germany is thinking about it, about what to do. And France don't know how to reply. How the hell do you reply to that? We didn't pay the tax. Now you want 10 times as much as what we already paid. What's the matter with you people? Well, it's very simple. Somebody decided that sanctions would be a good idea against Russia. Russia said, okay, F you. You're cut off. Germany just about lost it. Great Britain feels it. A whole bunch of smaller countries all of a sudden had protests where all of their produce couldn't be sold to the Russians that was going to buy it. Oh, my. Russia realigned itself from the European Union to South America. Getting plenty of fine produce. Okay, then, to go along with that, some of these farmers decided they wasn't going to sit around and let things rot, so they figured out a way to go ring around to Rosie and get their produce to Russia anyway. Had to use back door and side doors and any other way they could sneak in there, but they get it done. Yeah. So Russia ain't doing without much of nothing. Ooh, let's see here. The ruble is going in the toilet. Their central bank is in trouble. Really? That's funny that they're doing trillion-dollar deals with other countries, and they're in trouble. I don't know of any country or the European Union or the Americas or anybody else that's been doing trillion-dollar deals. The main economic driving country is thinking about leaving the Union. Okay, levies of billions of dollars, nothing more. Britain said no, and everybody said, now what do we do? Then we have the situations here in America. Woo-hoo, yeah, come back home. Several main banks just got to pay $3-plus billion in fines, except one. If that no-pay bank refuses, they can be closed, chained and padlocked, and those responsible held for prosecution. Set bail equal to their fine. You hear that, regulators? Show me. There's a whole bunch of people out there waiting for anybody to show some sign of life in our government in terms of regulation and enforcement. I haven't heard of anybody going to jail in forever. And then everybody's watching Lou Dobbs. Oh, I don't know who everybody is. A lot of people don't think too highly of him. I'm becoming questionable. And here it is. Lou Dobbs has so far accepted the official and false media from the White House and some of the Pentagon. The administration has dictated what he is to say. Hello, Lou. He's supposed to be independent. He's supposed to be approved info. Come on, Lou. You can do better and you can much better. I've known some of the stuff you've done. It was dynamite. Well, let's light the fuse and toss one in and see what happens. Tell the truth. And the truth is that you have people that are in the European Union in certain places to give you information that may or may not be easy for me to get a hold of, but I'm going after it. Let's see what you got that you can put up. Yeah, that's right. Tell the people at Fox News that you're going to put it up there anyway, whether they like it or not. See what they say. You're fired? I don't think so. You know, you can put that up and we'll turn you off. Well, they just turned our show off. Must be hitting something, doing something right. These people love us so much they don't want to hear it. Well, the new borders have already been decided. Hello. Everybody get that in your head. The new borders have already been decided. And I'm talking about the international borders, specifically around Ukraine, specifically dealing with Russia. Now, here's how it is. If the Ukraine wishes to be a nationalist state, meaning that they want to contain, retain, and maintain the state of Ukraine as a sovereign entity, then you're going to have to act right. You're going to have to come off of the bull that Mr. Fatboy is playing in Kiev with I'm God and we can do anything we want, including killing our own people. That's fascist, believe it or not. Corporatist fascist. I got to watch my language. Anyway, if you strike a coalition deal, and you're going to have to, and you'll find out why if you keep going after people, and I don't mean with NATO. Tell NATO to beat feet and get the hell out of there. They don't got no business in there. You're not a NATO member, for one. You can't join right now because you don't have a complete sovereign country to join. Whoops, yeah, that's right. There's certain specifics that go along with NATO. Now, here's the other thing. You can deal with these people who are so-called rebel separatists if you do so in a comprehensive manner. You're going to have to be forthright with them. You're going to have to be honest. You're not going to be able to hide nothing in the closet or under the rug. You can't have something reaching out from under the desk and grabbing their whatevers. It don't work that way. You do any of that, you're asking for trouble. Number two, tell all of those lovely people. Oh, my. Tell all those lovely people, the mercenaries that are working there for NATO, come from the USA and a few other places, that are doing the shelling of that downed aircraft, tell them to quit. Tell them to leave. If they don't want to leave, send the military in. You did it to your own people. Surely they could understand that from you. Go after them. Tell them to get the hell out of there. If you want to be independent and you don't want to be subservient, that's right, a slave to the NATO powers, I suggest you stand up and say no. Now, here's the gist of this. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't like it, but if you were to do that, things would change. Russia would take you under their wing of protection from the dinglebats that are playing the game. You're being played. You don't even know it. They want to use the Ukraine, specifically Kiev, as a battleground. You need to understand what that is. I've been to war in Vietnam. That was basically, some of it was pretty intense. Think about taking a look at the Black Forest and the areas that were considered absolute targets, and look at what was left. Nothing but crushed everything, plowed ground, busted stumps, pieces of wood stuck in pieces of wood all over the place, and little chunks of humans everywhere. That's basically what you're looking at in terms of your whole country and all your people. Now, if that's what you, if you don't want that, you need to get away from NATO. You need to tell the Rothschild bankers no. Tell the IMF to stick it. Now, tell Russia that you would like to borrow the money from the new system. See what they say. I'm sure that they'd be willing to help you pay that bill. I'm sure that you would find that they are quite a bit more reasonable and not requiring absolute austerity where you screw everybody that has any financial interest going on at all. And they've been doing that in all them countries that they've helped. Here, let me help you to the poorhouse.
Doing one
oh, you mean? Hello?
Well, it looks like we've lost Drake, and it's fun and games again. We're listening to some other radio show now. Oh, dear me. Right, I'll play a song and see if it clears. I don't think they want us to have a show tonight. We'll see.
You can stick any world order up your ass. You can stick any world order up your ass. You can stick any world order when a song don't sound but order. Stick any world order up your ass. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 99%. You can stick your poison vaccines up your ass. You can stick your TV programs up your arse. You can stick your GMO foods. We ain't gonna go to school. Stick your Georgia customs up your arse. Singing, we are the National Defense. Singing, we are the National Defense.
I argued with a guy in Columbine who said that they do right, but they're not a name.
Really,